Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight? Episode number 323, Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. How the hell is your Sunday going? How the hell was your week? Hope everybody's okay. I hope you're safe out there. We got a little bit to talk about today. We got some championship rings to talk about. We got a little bit of hockey to talk about. We're going to do some Easter Sunday drink recommendations because you know we like to drink. And a couple of few other things here and there. First off, what I am drinking is a little bit of this bubbly, it's the lime flavored bubbly with a little bit of vodka. I love it when people say vodka. They just totally skip the D in the word and they, vodka. It's just vodka. So that's what I'm drinking today. If you got them, drink them. Bottoms up. Cheers, everybody. Sorry, I was kind of giggling when I started the episode there. I was, I just watched last night, the movie Ricky Stenicki. And I gotta say, dude, John Cena's performance in that movie is epic. You know, I know he's acted before. I don't mean to sound so surprised. He's done some acting before, but this role was just, I might even watch it again today. It was really good. I liked it a lot. Highly recommended from some coworkers, and I really liked it. If you haven't seen it, you gotta watch it. It's pretty damn funny. I'm not gonna give you any of the premise. I'll just let you find out on your own. I just had to praise John Cena on his performance. I think I fell asleep before the ending, but I was pretty close to the end. I actually don't know how it ended. I'm sure everything worked out, but I don't know. I didn't see it either. So, yeah, really good movie. Go check that one out. I was just laughing my ass off. Just, I don't know. I guess I'm not really sure what I was expecting. What's the movie with Amy Schumer? Trainwreck. When he was in that movie, he was pretty funny, you know, but it was just like such a brief little, you know, she was just one of the guys. I mean, he was just one of the guys she was dating. And, you know, she's just kind of having sex with random guys. And he was one of them. They decide to start a little relationship. It doesn't work out because she's like afraid of commitment. That little role was pretty good. And I've seen him in other stuff. But this is, I mean, he's pretty much a main character in this movie. And it's really, really good. So, yeah, go check that one out. What do we have first off? We're going to talk a little bit of Texas Rangers. Thank God the MLB season is back, dude. I'm loving it already. So far, so good. My Rangers are 2-0, undefeated in the 2024-2025 season. We're going to go 162 games. I mean, no, that's not possible. But off to a great start, dude. It's like we're picking up right where we left off. And so far I haven't checked the standings or anything. I mean, so we're only two games in, so far from what I've seen, the division rivals, the divisional foes, the Houston Astros, the Angels, I haven't heard much about the Mariners. There's one more I'm forgetting, Oakland A's. I haven't heard much about them, but you know, the two that are always going to give us trouble, sorry, Mariners. Not you. The Astros and the Angels. Off to a bad start. I don't know if the Astros actually won yesterday. And some people are, you know, we hung up our banner from winning last season. Some people are complaining about, you know, it's basically just the MLB's logo that we pasted onto a banner and we, you know, raised it up. I don't give a shit. Let me go ahead and say, I don't care what the banner looks like. I don't care if it was copy and pasted. I really don't care. As long as we have the banner that shows we were champions. First time world champion. Texas Rangers. And dude, I mean, I don't know what to think about this team already early on in the season. I mean, we seem tough already. It's like that same thing. You know, we'll get down a little bit in a game. I think the Cubs came out and they, you know, they were swinging on us. They got us down. I think maybe by one, maybe by two. I can't remember at this point. And we just find a way to come back, man. These young kids. Yeah, young. What's the guy's name? It's another Wyatt in DFW, isn't it? Langford. Wow. I mean, him with Carter together, dude. I love what we're doing. I love what we're doing. We have our, you know, our major players we're paying a lot of money to, and we have our younger players too that we're letting. I love how Bochy does this. Letting them get experience. Letting him take swings. That Jankowski pinch hit the other day for a home run was brilliant. What a managerial move. Bochy is just magic, dude. And he's doing what I always loved, and I always say this about Phil Jackson. This is what I equate it to, is Phil Jackson and basketball. When your team's up by 40 and it's, you know, late in the third quarter, he starts sitting his primary players. And he lets his, you know, his bench go in, his younger guys, or, you know, they need to maintain the game. Dude, that is so good for them. That is so helpful to, like, help them develop. Because you can make mistakes, and it's not that big of a deal. You know what I mean? I feel like Bochy's doing the same thing in just his own baseball way. We're getting these young guys in there. We're not afraid to put them in. And, you know, when should we put them in? I mean, he's just letting them go. And I love it. I think they said that Langford kid in 21 games, I'm guessing preseason and maybe a couple, I don't know what else. There's not 21 preseason games, are there? No, there's not that many. Can't be. I don't know. I never pay attention to preseason, but either way, they said in 21 games, Langford had 20 RBIs. That's ridiculous. And he's so young. I mean, just those two, the 1-2 punch, Carter and Langford, dude. Oh my God, this team's going to just be unstoppable. If we get those guys going, man. And they're already going. Not if we get them going. They're already going. So, yeah, these championship rings. There's a whole bunch of stuff just written all over the rings. I thought I saved that picture so I could read it all to you. Because it all is really cool. Really cool stuff. Let me see if I can find this. The rare time I use Facebook on my podcast. There's like engravings all over this ring. Oh, is this the one I saw? What does it all say? Well, first off, when you open up, you know, the top of the ring. Well, before I say this, I heard, I don't know if this is true. I mean, it was the announcers on the radio. I love listening to baseball on the radio, by the way. For all of you that had your panties in a wad over, you know, that broadcaster when we were in the World Series. I don't give a fuck, Schmaltz. I don't give a fuck if Schmaltz underplayed the Rangers. I don't care if he talked shit the whole time. You know why? Because I wasn't listening to his ass. I was listening to my guys on the radio. Those are my guys. You know, the TV broadcast guys, I mean, they're okay. I love Mike Bacsik that they had on yesterday. Announcing. I'm not sold on the other two. Dave Raymond, I don't know, man. I'm just not completely sold on him. But our radio guys, those three guys, they're the best, dude, in my opinion. One of the best. I know there's some classic announcers out there. Harry Carey's the one that comes to mind. You know, there's some great announcers, but for me, for my money, for being a Texas Rangers fan, our radio guys are just it. Like, I just wish they could take that broadcast and just put it over the TV, you know, instead of having the other guys. Not to say I don't like the other guys. It's not that. They're just not as great to me. So anyways, one of the announcers said this ring weighs as much as a baseball. That's crazy. Like, how dense is that? To be small enough to fit on your finger, even though it is a huge ring, to be small enough to fit on your finger, but dense enough to weigh as much as a baseball. He said he didn't know if they did that on purpose or not, but hey, either way, pretty cool, right? So there's thing number one. Thing number two, when you open up the ring, you know, they all open now. You can, like, see down inside. There's all kinds of engravings. This is what it reads, and this is incredible. A testament to our great, great season last season, on top of just having this gorgeous ring on your finger, which, by the way, I'm getting a replica and I'm putting it on my desk at work. I'm doing it. And anytime, you know, I'm feeling good and loving the Rangers, maybe even listening to the game while I'm typing away, you know, I'm going to put this ring on my finger, dude. I want one so freaking bad. So anyway, you lift up the lid, and what it says is, this remarkable postseason journey began with a 2,520-mile flight from Seattle to Tampa, then to Baltimore, Houston, and ended in Arizona with the franchise's first world championship, thanks to a road record of 11-0. Amazing, historic, perfect. We were perfect. That's one thing you just kind of forget. It's not that we're glossing over just in all the, you know, excitement of actually winning the World Series. I forgot about that until I saw it on this ring. We went 11-0 on the road. That means any team we played in their ballpark could not get a win against us. That is incredible. I mean, as the ring says, amazing, historic, perfect. You usually, I mean, even if you face a team in the playoffs that doesn't really play well at home, the next team you're going to face should at least play well at home. And the third team you faced should at least play well at home. You know what I mean? Like, to go all that way through all four of these teams and not to lose when we're in their house, that is really incredible. And historic, obviously, like it said. There's a few other details on this ring I'm really, really trying to find so I can read to you guys. Yeah, I'm not going to find it. I thought I screenshotted it the other day. But yeah, the ring has all kinds of engravings. I wonder which site is going to rip me off for my money for my replica. You know what I mean? They're going to be like, yeah, sure, we'll send you a ring, idiot. hopefully not. Hopefully I can find a like legit source. I know there's... What's that company everybody makes fun of? You order shit online. It's like you order a Christmas tree online. You're like, dude, I can't believe I got this tree for $10. And then you get the tree and it's like a replica tree. It's not a real Christmas. You're like, what the fuck? Is it Temu? Something like that? I don't know. I can't remember the name. I'm not going to order it from any sketchy websites like that. If you have bad reviews, I'm not getting it from you. If you're a no name, I'm not going to buy it from you. I just can't wait. You know, there's got to be a replica somewhere. Someone's working on it if they haven't got it already. So yeah, there's a little bit with the Rangers starting off the season 2-0. Let's take a drink to that. Cheers, everybody. Bottoms up. In case you were wondering, yes, I am drinking out of my classy QT plastic cup again. Fountain drinks are just so cheap. I can't stop going there. And then I just refill the cup with whatever I want. So moving on, my Dallas Stars, first team in the NHL to clinch a playoff spot. Loving it. We only have one less point than the leading New York Rangers. I think they have 104 points, in as many games played. I could be wrong on that. They might be one behind us. We have 103 points. So in the Western Conference, we have the most points. In the Eastern Conference, obviously, New York has the most points. But we're only a single point behind them. You know, I've been talking about that President's Trophy and how much it doesn't matter. But all of a sudden, I'm interested. You know what I mean? Like, if we can win the bitch, let's win it. Let's win the whole thing and let's win the President's Trophy. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, really congratulations to my Stars. You know, with all the, it seems like, pitfalls we've been through in the season, it's like we just had shit games. I mean, it's gonna happen, you know. You gotta kind of take those with a grain of salt. The worst one I can think of in recent memory is Ottawa just beating the hell out of us. I mean, they, Ottinger... it was like a wet bar of soap, as Razor would say the puck was. And Ottinger could not stop it. But, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I'm not, you know, with all those bad things, it seems like we had a lot more bad things. Dude, we've had an incredible season. I mean, to be this close to... I mean, the Avalanche haven't even clinched yet, people. They might have by now. This was a couple of days ago I heard this news. But, I mean, nobody else. I think... just with the way the Eastern Conference is, I think the mathematics is the only reason the Rangers weren't the first to clinch a playoff spot. Something like, I think those teams are just too damn close to each other. So as the games dwindle down, I think we only have like 8 left or so. You know, so teams will start clinching. Well, you know, we'll get there. But so excited, man. This is my favorite time of the year. You got playoff hockey. You got playoff basketball coming up. And then to fill in the gaps, because they play, you know, 3 days in a row and take one day off, you got baseball to fill in the gaps. It's just, I've said it before and I'll keep saying it. It's just the best part of the year. And then here in a little bit, you know, there's a second best part of the year, I guess, when all 4 sports are playing later in October. Yeah, playoff baseball. I mean, hockey will be starting back up again. Basketball will be starting back up again. You'll get all this. Football will be going. Yeah, you'll get all the sports then. But yeah, I love this, man. These are my top 2 sports, is obviously baseball and hockey. So yeah, lots of excitement, man. I'm loving the way these teams are playing. I'm hoping that championship spirit carries to my other teams, man. The Mavericks are doing good. Stars, like I said, are doing good. Rangers off to a blistering start, 2-0. I guess you couldn't call that blistering, but I don't know. It's just the way we're winning. makes me really happy. Just that fight. We're going to keep fighting. And then yesterday's game against the Cubs, we just completely dominated them at some point in the game. It ended up like 9-1, 9-2, something like that. Really, really good stuff. So yeah, speaking hockey, talking hockey, I saw this and I didn't know this existed. You can always learn something, you know? That's what I always say. That's my philosophy pretty much in life. Like I never try to go into any situation like thinking I know it all or you can't tell me. Like I'm literally just here on this planet to keep learning. Like that's what I like to do. I like to keep learning. And sometimes I like to be wrong. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong and tell me why I'm wrong. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, I'll respect the fuck out of you if you tell me some shit that's right that I thought, you know, was wrong. I love that. So I learned something new about hockey. And this whole time I've been watching, and I know the rules have been changing here and there. You know, they're changing them to keep up with the times. They came up with that trapezoid thing once upon a time. That stuck. They stuck with that. I guess that was to speed up the game. They're talking about bringing back the 2-line pass rule. No. I say no. I say nay to that one, first off. No, that it's just going to do the opposite of what the NHL has been striving to do, which is keep the game going, hence the trapezoid. You know, as a tactical maneuver, you can bounce the puck into that trapezoid and the goalie can't get it, leaving it up for, you know, either their player or your player to get. You know, that keeps the game moving. A 2-line pass rule, I mean, it was cool, I guess, back in the day. But yeah, it's going to completely slow down the game and kill the momentum. I mean, there's already times, you know, when I'm watching hockey and the announcers will even speak to this, where they just can't get the game going. It's like a puck out of play, deflected out of play, and then an icing, and then another icing. It's like, you know, you just can't, like, you can't get the game to go. You just want it to flow and them to have as much play time as possible, not stop and start, stop and start, stop. And that's boring. People don't want to watch that. So I don't know how official it is that they're trying to bring back the 2-line pass rule, but I say no. Obviously, I say no. That would be a detriment to what they've been trying to do, which is get more goals, more offense, you know, which is more exciting for people. You know, they'll tune in more if it's going to be a 7-6 game, you know what I mean? It's like goal every other minute. That is more exciting. I will agree with that. So Minnesota playing Vegas. Minnesota's in search of a playoff spot. I mean, they're right there, and they desperately needed the 2 points. I haven't looked at the standings to know how bad, but I'm guessing they're 2 points out, so they really needed them. So 3v3 overtime, Minnesota pulls the goalie, and Vegas, you know, gets a couple of bounces. Vegas puts it in the empty net to pretty much, you know, end the game. And I didn't know this, but if you do that, if you pull your goalie like Minnesota did, and 3v3 overtime to give, you know, to make it four attackers versus three and a goalie. If you do that and you lose the game, you actually lose your point. I never knew this existed. Like, I literally found out because of this game. And obviously, like, I'm reading through the comments, I was like, they lost their point. What the hell? I didn't know you could lose points other than just straight up losing in regulation. Yeah, you don't get any points. That makes sense. But yeah, if you go to 3v3 overtime and you decide, you know, it's risky, obviously. If you decide to pull your goalie and get out a fourth attacker and you lose the game in overtime or shootout, you lose your point. That's nuts, dude. I don't know who came up with that, but it's interesting. I can't say if it's bad or good, but it's interesting. That's an interesting perspective to, I mean, it kind of makes it exciting, you know. You know what you're risking by putting an extra skater out there to try to score, but also at the same time, you got more, it's like being on a power play, you know. That's probably why they did it. That's exactly why they did it. That's it. That makes sense now. Because you can't just create a power play when no one's done anything wrong to sit in the box. But if you're willing to create that advantage, quote, air quote, advantage for yourself, you know, there's a stipulation to it. If you lose, no points at all. 0 points. Dang, dude. That's really, really smart. That's a cool thing. Risk it. I love it. I love that coaches have the choice to gamble. You know, even with the challenging a call or whatever, whichever ones you can challenge. I love that. That's pretty cool. I never knew that before. So yeah, learn something new all the time. Let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. Man, we're sucking this down. I wish I just had one more shot of vodka. what else we got to talk about? All right, let's go ahead and do it. Some little ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da. Some drink recommendations. Easter special. I don't know what makes these so Eastery. They kind of look normal to me. I don't know. They're just cocktails. They just labeled it Easter, and these are just regular cocktails. So what this is coming from is foodandwine.com. As always, don't drink and drive. Treat yourself to an Uber. Treat yourself to a Lyft. Treat yourself to a DoorDash. Let them do all the work. And you sit on the couch and order your championship World Series replica ring. You can do everything, you know. I was thinking about it too financially the other day. It just makes sense. You know, and not to get too preachy on you guys, I don't know if you guys like it when I tell you not to drink and drive, or ask you or persuade you not to drink and drive. I'm going to keep saying it just because, I mean, you shouldn't do it. But think about it financially. Yeah, sure, you might spend $30 on the DoorDash. Yeah, it's a little more expensive. But think about if you drink and you drive and you get a ticket. Think about how much more that, or you go to jail. They'll take your ass straight to jail, not a ticket. They'll give you a ticket and put you in jail. Just think about the financial burden that will cause. You know, now weigh it out. Which one's worth? I would take the DoorDash. You know what I mean? The $30 DoorDash versus hundreds and hundreds of dollars in, you know, attorney fee if you have one, and the ticket itself, and, you know, whatever it is. You know, just financially, make a smarter choice. $30. Make a $30 investment so you don't have to make a $400 to $500 investment. Maybe even more than that if you get in the thousands over that shit. It probably goes up that high too. So yeah, just do the $30. It's easier. So anyways, this is from foodandwine.com. How many minutes have we talked? I feel like it's been a long time. This is called the Yuzu Amaro Spritz. It takes 5 minutes to make. Here's what you're going to need. 1/2 ounce lime juice, 1/4 ounce honey syrup. What the hell is honey syrup? It's either honey or it's syrup. 1/2 ounce dry vermouth. 1 ounce Amaro Nonino. Don't know what that is. 1 bottle Fever Tree Yuzu Lime Soda. It doesn't have to be that brand. Hey, you could use bubbly. One sprig rosemary, one lemon wheel for garnish. Dude, every time I see like an ingredient like rosemary, I think about the time I called thyme, you know, the spice, I called it thyme, like the entire drink recommendation. And then I was like, I'm definitely not saying that right. And I looked it up and I'm like, I'm an idiot. I just said that for like 30 fucking minutes. I called it thyme. But you knew what I was talking about, even though I was mispronouncing it, right? So anyways, here's how the hell you make the, what the hell was this called? Yuzu Amaro Spritz. You got all your ingredients together in a cocktail shaker filled with ice. Add lime juice, honey syrup, dry vermouth, rosemary sprig, and Amaro Nonino. Shake vigorously for about 15 seconds. Step two, strain into a highball glass filled with ice and top with Fever Tree Yuzu Lime Soda. Garnish with lemon wheel. There you go. Looks refreshing. Some of those ingredients I didn't know. We're going to go with this one, though. How are these? It sold these to me, foodandwine.com, as Easter cocktails. I don't see anything Eastery about these. One part blood of Jesus. Oh my God, Chris. So this one is called the French Blonde. Here's what the hell you're going to need. 2 ounces grapefruit juice, freshly squeezed. 2 ounces Lillet Blanc. Don't know what that is. 1 ounce dry London dry gin. Half ounce elderflower liqueur, such as Saint Germain. 3 dashes of lemon bitters. Here's how the hell you make it. Combine all ingredients in a shaker filled with ice. Shake for 10 to 15 seconds until well chilled. Number 3, strain into chilled martini glass without garnish. Why without garnish? What happened there? Why did we say no garnish that time? No. Okay, so yeah, it has no garnish. Fine. Be a little bit different. That third step just really wasn't needed. You know, you didn't have to tell people to not put garnish. If we didn't do a garnish, then you don't even have to say it. Very simple recipes here. I'm loving it. Let's get a third one going. Orange liqueur mimosa. That sounds kind of good. Pomegranate margarita. Damn, that sound looks really good. This one's called the Aviation. I don't know what this one is, so let's go ahead and click. Wow, that's a cool color. Floral violet liqueur is balanced by tart lemon juice in this vibrantly hued classic cocktail. Wow, that's really... All right, Owen Wilson, call me. Wow. That's really cool looking. Go look this one up. This is foodandwine.com. Ingredients, here's what the hell you're going to need. 2 ounces gin, 3/4 ounce lemon juice, freshly squeezed, 1/2 ounce maraschino liqueur, 1/4 ounce cream de violette. It's violet liqueur. 1 sour cherry for garnish. That's optional. Here's how the hell you make it. In a cocktail shaker filled with ice, combine the gin, lemon juice, maraschino liqueur, and cream de violette. Shake for 15 to 20 seconds until well chilled. Double strain through a fine mesh strainer into a chilled coupe glass. Garnish with a sour cherry or brandied cherry. There you go. That's it. That's all you got to do. As always, don't drink and drive. Treat yourself to an Uber. Treat yourself to a Lyft. Treat yourself to a freaking DoorDash only. Let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. All right. That's pretty much going to do it for me for this week. Oh man, I've been playing some Rocket League online. Follow me on Twitch, everybody. I got a, you know, I had a couple of viewers yesterday. That was nice. I have one solid viewer that just constantly watches, and I appreciate you so much, even though I don't know who you are. Thank you so much. I just need more of my friends. I keep posting Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You guys go to my Twitch page and follow me, please. It'll notify you when I'm online. I'm playing games like Rocket League, Fight Night Champion, Red Dead Redemption 2. Dude, I just found the best place in Red Dead. It's like a little house, and it had a couple of, I guess they were O'Driscolls in there, which is the rival gang, in case you don't know. And I killed them, and it's perfect because it's like two-story. You walk in the house, and you can like go to the right and go down the stairs. So like, I killed them. Obviously, they started shooting at me when they saw me. I killed them. And then I always have bounty hunters after me because, you know, I do bad shit. This is my second playthrough. The first time I was as good as possible. Maybe not as good as possible, but I was a lot better, you know, in your little meter there to show how good or bad you were being in the game. This game, this time through, no, I'm just murdering at will. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody stops and stares at me weird and wants to, like, threaten me on the road while we're riding horses past each other, I'll fucking kill him. That's it. You know, I'm doing whatever the hell I want. So, anyways, I've done bad shit. I have, like, $300 bounty on my head. And, you know, the bounty hunters are constantly coming at me. So I found this little house, and all you gotta do is run down the stairs, and they, like, file through the door one by one, and you just poke your head around the corner, shoot. Go back, poke your head around the corner, shoot, go back. Oh, dude, it's so much fun. I know exactly where it's, like, south of Van Horn. If you know where Van Horn is, go south. You'll see a little marking of, like, a house or whatever. Kill those guys in there. It's the best place. And then, on top of it, I'm killing these bounty hunters. Well, there's people riding by, you know, on the road on their horses, and they see these dead bodies. So they're like, oh my God. They go tell the sheriffs. Now the sheriffs are coming at me too. So I do the same thing. I go hide down the stairs, pop around the corner, bop. You know, go back around the corner, pop out again, bop. Just take them out one by one, looting everybody. And then I'll have to go to the, what do you call it, the fence to sell the shit that I've stolen that's worth value. It's a lot of fun, man. I'm gonna do a little bit of that today. I know this is coming out Monday, but follow me anyway. It won't be the last time I stream, but yeah, I'm going to do some streaming today. Rocket League, dude, I'm ready to get in Platinum. I was in Platinum. I had some shit games today. I'm ready to get back to it. So that's pretty much gonna do it for me. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Sorry, I just banged the microphone a little bit there. Hopefully that wasn't loud. Yeah, get an Uber, get a Lyft, get a DoorDash, treat yourself. Let's finish these off. Bottoms up. Cheers, everybody. All right, that's it. You guys be safe out there. Let's go Stars. Let's go Rangers. Let's go Mavericks. I will talk to you all soon next week. I love you. Bye.